you ever wonder how challenge competitors are selected or which challenges were too dangerous for TV?
You can learn all that and more on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Listen to MTV's official challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for rock news on 101.1 WJRR, Orlando's rock station. Let's check in with Lynch and Taco and see which rockers are making the headlines for all the right and wrong reasons. 101.1 WJRR.
All right, rock news brought to you today by the JRR Ugly Christmas Sweater Contest going on now at WJRR.com. Do you own an ugly Christmas sweater? Put it on. Get a photo taken of it and then upload it over at WJR.com for your chance to win great prizes.
Yeah, this has been extended until the 20th, so you still have five more days to snap that picture and submit it, and you can win a huge prize pack.
It's a stack of really good vinyl and a turntable to play it on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That'll make your Christmas, right? Ooh, you could win that and give it to somebody else if you wanted. That's a hell of a present.
Just don't promote regifting.
I would love to get that from one of our great listeners.
Oh, you can can it. You're not getting regifted to.
You really are. You really are.
A Joneser.
I always refer to you as like Sanford and Son type, but you are. You should run it like a...
Red Fox, he had a great setup.
Yeah.
You are totally... Anything you can get free, I'm there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It comes from my grandfather. If it's... Someone's trash is someone else's treasure, and even if I think it's trash, I'll turn it into treasure.
If it's free, it's for me.
Exactly.
I would like to thank TMZ for descending to the bottom of the barrel to unearth...
They were already at the bottom of the barrel, but what could have they done now?
Eddie Van Halen's cause of death. Well, obviously, Eddie Van Halen had a whole host of health issues, but if you must know, it looks like a stroke was the final straw that took.
That's just weak.
Somebody has been assigned at TMZ to go find the death certificate and find
it's
out.
The things that TMZ drops first, like it's this. I think the last big one was Kobe Bryant, like before his wife knew.
They did put that out there before the family even knew. Yeah, it's lovely.
How wonderful of you to do that.
It's lovely. Sharon Osbourne tests positive for coronavirus. Ozzy is negative. That's obviously was the first concern because Ozzy himself has said, look, if I get this, I'm effing done.
So, I mean, yeah, he has, doesn't he have emphysema?
He has all sorts of, yeah. So they caught it on her. She's being isolated and Ozzy is, you know, safe distance.
Mm-hmm.
Just thought we'd share that with you this morning. AC/DC obviously still out doing media runs to promote their latest album, Power Up. And a lot of funny stuff coming out of some of the interviews the guys are doing, including Angus Young. He was asked what the most regrettable AC/DC song is of all time. Which song are you guys sorry you ever recorded?
I'm trying to guess.
It's you haven't heard it. I can tell you that right now. And there's a...
Because they buried it?
Is there a reason why we haven't heard it?
Well, it was on their first album in Australia, the Australian version of High Voltage, the album. The version that came out in Australia did not come out internationally. And it contained a tune called Love Song, which was the band's attempt at trying to fit the sound of the time, which was quote-unquote softer rock on radio. They were advised to do a song like that if they really wanted to get on the radio. And
The Cure had already done it.
This was long before The Cure. But anyway, they're like, we wish we never did that. In fact, the B-side of the song, of the single, ended up doing better than said love song.
Well, I know what I'm looking up on my drive home.
It's pretty bad.
You listened to it, Pat?
I did. Oh. It's pretty bad.
Do you want to play a snippet?
We don't have it in our system.
I got you.
Yeah. Phil Campbell, who was in Motorhead, along with Mickey D, who these guys are still with us, fortunately. These guys have been wanting to get together some sort of tribute to Lemmy, the late Lemmy. And they were asked about it again. And the holdup is...
COVID?
Well, that would be the first thing. But he says eventually when they do this, they want to make sure that whoever takes part in this is fully into it. and not just like, oh yeah, I know Ace of Spades and get up there and just sing the first line and that's all they know. They really want this to be, you know,
a diehard.
Yeah. So know that is coming at some point. And I think that's kind of like a put the call out to those who might be interested in really diving deep on doing a Lemmy tribute.
Somebody that's going to knock it out of the park.
Exactly.
Rightfully so.
Vicki Cornell and her children, Tony and Christopher, on behalf of the Chris Cornell Estate, in conjunction with Universal Media, have released No One Sings Like You Anymore, Chris Cornell's handpicked collection of 10 cover songs. This is going to come out as a completed studio album in March. You know, we've heard some of this already, but we didn't know that there was all these other songs, so that will be coming out as a proper album. March 19th, physical album. You can pre-order it now if you'd like.
Is she dating or remarried yet? Wasn't she?
Not that I'm aware
Chris Cornell's right. No, who am I thinking? I'm thinking of Linkin Park, his wife. Remember?
Chester's
wife. Yeah, she was.
Good for her.
She was engaged, remember? I'm just saying, Vicky's smoking hot. That's not disrespectful.
No, it's very respectful, I'd say.
Yeah, she's a beautiful lady. I'm going to do some Google searching, actually.
This is where his attention span is gone at this point.
Oh, no, I've been fully tuned in. Vicki Cornell.
Chad Gray of Hell Yeah was asked if there was an update on his attitude towards Hell Yeah moving forward. We know that initially, after Vinnie Paul's death, they were like, that's it, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they've done some reflecting on that, and Chad has indicated we need to get together and at least write and see if there's a path forward. And he says he's been doing a lot of that during the COVID opportunity. So we'll see if there's...
I hope.
Hell Yeah is a band moving forward.
I hope. You want to know how weird Google is that it can read what you're saying? I just typed in Vicki Cornell, and it came up. Vicki Cornell to Linda Bennington. It heard me. It heard me. Bikini. I'm ready.
Those of you looking for a nice little vacation getaway home, I'd like to update you on the continuing efforts of Whitesnake's David Coverdale to sell off his Lake Tahoe estate. He's dropped the price again. Dropped another $450,000 off the asking price. Let's review. He originally put the home up back in April of 2019 for $9.85 million, then dropped the price in April of 2020 to $7.65 million, and now the home sits at an even lower $7.2
million. You're dropping $2 million on your...
A little Lake Tahoe getaway.
Wow.
If it drops to $5 million, I might enter the bidding war, but I don't know.
I wonder if there's anything by that lake, laying out by the lake like that. How about that?
What is wrong with you?
Hello, Vicki.